Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Helping the Seed to Grow.
From the Gospel according to Luke. When a great crowd gathered and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and when it grew, it produced 100-fold. As he said this, he called out, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Then his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to others I speak in parables, so that looking they may not perceive, and listening they may not understand." Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe only for a while, and in a time of testing fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patient endurance. When I am on vacation by bicycle, I am always happy if I manage to be in a place where there is a church and a mass is celebrated on Sunday. I try to plan the route or my overnight stay in such a way that this is possible and I can celebrate mass with the local church. That's what I love about our Catholic Church. It doesn't matter in principle in which country I am, the structure of the mass is always the same. That's why I always feel safe and at home and can join in the celebration as a matter of course. Jesus Christ is always there and the Holy Spirit overcomes all language barriers. And theoretically, as Christians, we are one big family where everyone is welcome. Furthermore, since I am always recognizably on the road as a sister, it should also be clear that I have an idea of what is being celebrated. However, some time ago, I experienced something completely different in a very small church. The church was just a room that could also be used as a meeting room for the congregation. So everything was designed for meeting and the place of worship was in the meeting center. However, when I entered the church, I had the impression that all members of the congregation looked startled. "What does this one want now?" When I asked where the hymn books were, everyone shrugged and raised their shoulders. Even after the service, no one spoke to me. Nobody gave me a friendly look. I did not feel very welcome. Rather, I had the impression that I was a stranger who was disturbing tremendously. There was no mention of the Holy Spirit. Now, one can say that I am used to grief and do not let such experience stop me. In other places, it gets better again, and in the end, the Holy Spirit blows where she wants. But I know from friends that such experiences were the reason for them to leave the church. Can we now say that in their case the seed has fallen between the thorns? In the end, it doesn't matter whether it is the thorns or the rocks or anything else that causes the word of God not to grow in people. But this experience makes it clear to me. We are partly responsible how the soil is where the sower sows the word of God. It is not okay to say, the main thing is that my heart is prepared. As social beings, we also have a responsibility for our fellow human beings. And we can easily perceive this when we think about how easy or difficult it is for others to hear the word of God in our communities. How do we meet people who come to us for the first time in church service? How difficult is it, especially during the corona pandemic, to find a place in the church? How do we look when children are not as quiet as mice all the time during Mass? The Holy Spirit blows where she wants. But as one sister once told me before my retreat, the Holy Spirit blows where she can, where we allow her to have space. So what do I do to ensure that the space is designed in such a way that the Word of God can become fruitful? Sometimes that may mean picking up a hoe and weeding the weeds. And sometimes you have to water a lot because the layer of earth is perhaps only very thin and there's always the danger that the sun will dry out the seeds. Then a member of the congregation, a fellow sister, someone who is on the road with me, perhaps especially needs a lot of care and attention so that the Holy Spirit can blow and land with him. We are not responsible for sowing the seed. But we can help and do everything we can to make the seed grow, so that the word of God can spread and bear fruit. Often enough, it is enough to look at the other person in a friendly way, make some room and generously overlook when things are not going the way I like them best. A smile can then work wonders and the seed can grow and produce 100-fold.